Hi, and welcome to the Review Reader Podcast. Gabby here, ready to read your most ridiculous online reviews out loud. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Review Reader, I'm Gabby. This week's reviews are all about dogs, so grab your dogs and listen up. She kicked my dog. So I admit, I do love dogs. I even follow a couple of them on Instagram. Love those updates. Maybe I love them so much because I was never allowed to have one. Poor Zerbe family children, all we were allowed to have were low-maintenance pets like snakes that only needed to be fed like once or twice a month. Okay, so what I love maybe even more than dogs is how much other people love their dogs. This episode is dedicated to those people who love their dogs so much that they couldn't help but give them voice in online reviews. All right, first up on the list is a Yelp rant by JRS about a place called Polka Dog Bakery in Boston. I haven't actually been here, but it sounds delightful. It also kind of sounds like one of those places where you want to eat everything, but it's for dogs. Overall, reviewers seem to like this place, but JR has some conflicting feelings about it. I call this Halloween Dog Parade. Enjoy. Thank you, Nick V, for saying it first. This place sure is cute, and I'm a huge dog lover. But Polka Dog is everything that's wrong with the newish South End. The Pine Street Inn and the Animal Rescue League are about 3 blocks away, and yet people drop hundreds of dollars on cashmere sweaters and organic cannoli for their dogs. Just read the comments. For those looking for pup to be on the more fashionable side, these collars are expensive, $36 each, but they're cute and trendy. Have you ever noticed that, given the option, dogs eat their own shit? Wake up. Dogs are animals, not fashion accessories. There are better ways to spend your excess cash. Don't even get me started on the Halloween Dog Parade, sponsored by Doggy Daycare. I accidentally crossed the parade route last year. The noise, the crowd, the costumes, more than one dog looked scared shitless. We're wasting the Boston PD's time on this? Update. Okay, I stand corrected and added a star. Apparently the treats are flippin' sweet and reasonable. And my mom was intrigued by the lower level. She has 2 big dogs. Perhaps my problem is more with the cultural phenomenon of cashmere dog sweaters. I will have to do some thinking, Yelpers. Mad dog all barking nobody. I hear you howling in the middle of the night. Growl and growl, but I sure know. So I guess you can call this next one a kind of rebuttal to his whole attitude. This is just a short blurb, and I actually found it on Amazon. I was perusing the inventory that they have on doggy apparel and stumbled upon an item called, get ready, Princess Tutu Dress Bow Bubble Skirt Puppy Dog Clothes Dress. Puppy Clothes Dog Dress. I've included the link on my site if you're interested, although be aware that this does run small. This review is called Chloe's Birthday Tutu, and I feel like it's important that I mention that Chloe is spelled like Chloe Kardashian. Thank you, Kayla Miyasaki, for your review.
Very cute. By far my favorite dress for my little Chloe. She's a 5-pound Chihuahua Terrier mix and tiny but long. This dress fits her perfectly and doesn't irritate her like the other tutus I've purchased on Amazon. I did order an extra small, but later emailed the seller requesting a small instead, just to be safe. Thank goodness this seller was kind enough to respond quickly and send it out right away. In just 2 weeks, I received this beautiful dress, and now my girl will be looking cute on my birthday. Smiley. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's back to my hometown, Phoenix, for this review. I feel like I need to make a shout out here. I actually did have a dog when I was really little, right before my little sister Sophie was born, and it's kind of a funny story. So when all of us found out that the new baby was going to be a girl, making it 3 girls and 1 boy,
My brother Sam threw a tantrum and decided that our dog Bagel was going to be his brother. So I kind of remember hating Bagel. He was a boxer. He was fine. But I remember getting really angry because I thought it was so dumb to call your dog your brother. Poor Sam. Okay, yeah, back to the review. I couldn't help but choose this place just because it's called Smelly Dog. And that it's one of those questionable places with a bunch of hidden reviews at the bottom of the business Yelp page. By the way, those reviews at the bottom that aren't recommended by Yelp don't actually factor into the overall star rating. So just a little tidbit for more informed Yelping. This one's called This Isn't Betty, and it's by John E. It's a pretty funny story, so enjoy. Today was the icing on the cake. Aside from posting here, I will be contacting BBB to submit a complaint to them. I took my dog in on July 1st for a grooming because my other groomer was booked up and a friend recommended Smelly Dog. I dropped Betty off a bit early because the movers were coming in to move my furniture to the new house and I had appointments with the gas company and alarm company. Her appointment was for noon and they were happy to take her as early as 9:30 a.m. I was thrilled. However, at 3:30 p.m., I had still not heard from them, so I called to check on Betty. The response I got was, "We called and left you a message." "No, you didn't, because my phone did not ring and I have no messages." "Well, we did, and she is ready." If that was not bad enough, it gets worse. At 3:47, when I arrive to pick her up, they bring me a dog that looks nothing like Betty. Although also a Yorkie, the color was different. The dog had been bred, did not respond to her name, etc. I told them this was not my dog. The person then informed me that it was, and handed the dog to me. I stated this was not my dog, and they left me at the counter holding someone else's dog. Three people returned out and started saying, "I called him from my cell. I think this is the number." No one even addressed me or took back the other dog. Finally, as they started dialing numbers, one of the clerks said, "I am sorry, we asked him three times if it was his dog, and he said yes." So I asked where my dog was, and they informed me that another customer took her. It was all I could do not to lose it. They told me they would call me as soon as they had Betty back. 20 minutes later, I got a call to pick up my dog. This time, it was the correct dog. This time, they apologized and the owner came out. She explained to me that in 9 years, this only happened twice. Really? One was not enough? She then generously offered to comp my next visit back in. Why on earth would I return? Later that night, I found a tick on my dog. Perhaps that would not have happened had my dog not gone home with a stranger or placed in a pen with some cleaned and some yet to be cleaned dogs. Today, I received a call to confirm my noon appointment. I will not be returning. I never scheduled a second appointment. Why would I schedule an appointment on the day I am at work in the middle of the day? I suspect the other Yorkie may have had an appointment today. After blowing up on the clerk on the phone, the owner called to remind me that I have a free grooming coming to me. I don't want it. You should not have charged me for giving my dog away to someone else.
Ok, il est beau. C'est quoi son petit nom? S'appelle comment? En tout cas, il est très très doux. Tout doux, chien. Tout doux.
The final review was written in the spirit of doggies. Let's hear it from a doggie in the fur. This review is for Pappy's Pet Lodge in Texas, actually. I found it on Google. This is a truly special review. It's written by Dingus Weenie. Dingus has only written one review on Google, but his picture is there for your viewing pleasure. Hi, I'm Dingus Weenie. My mommy dropped me off at Pappy's one Tuesday in March for a half day of daycare and a bath. Mommy got to watch me play with the other dogs on the webcam so she could see that I was having a good time and getting lots of attention, which I require. They gave me a special oatmeal bath because my skin tends to get dry in spring and summer. I left wearing a cute bandana and a big smile. I hope mommy brings me to Pappy's again soon. Woof! Dingus.
All right, everyone, that just about wraps it up for today's episode. Thanks for listening. Please support the review reader further by subscribing to it on iTunes and maybe even leave me a review. Have a great weekend, everyone.